It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Players Club.
The Zone's Unrivaled welcomes you to the Players Club, sponsored by UCCU as BYU quarterback Jaren Hall joins Unrivaled.
Touchdown!
For an insider look at the Cougar football team, this is 97.5 1280 The Zone.
The best station.
Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It is 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Just wrapping up our Players Club discussion we had with Jaren Hall this week. And tomorrow you're going to be able to hear the Utah side of the Players Club right here.
And thank goodness for that.
Oh, stop it.
Fair and balanced. That's what I like.
You do? Oh, yeah. That's something that our show is going to be known for. Fair and balanced.
Of course it is.
You'll always hear that from us. Yeah. Sure. But because it's a special week for us, and because we're at the Cafe Rio, I wanted to make sure that we're here at City Creek at the Cafe Rio, the brand new location that they have. Beautiful location. You can come down and grab some of that signature sweet bar. Scott, everybody's got their thing at the Cafe Rio. What's your thing at the Cafe Rio, bro?
That was good, wasn't it? See, I get a salad. I don't get the tortilla because I can't.
Right.
And I don't get the
Beans and rice.
Don't get the beans and rice, nor do I get the the dressing.
See, that's because we're doing
the
soda deal.
A lot of pico.
Yeah,
but you know you get extra pico, and
but you can also get,
you get
the
a little
vinaigrette.
Bit of yes,
you can get the vinaigrettes, the vinaigrette one. So that's a good thing. Yeah. So you come down, but you know, like I said, treat yourself, double the meat. You know what I mean?
Of course,
hit the old double meat.
That's kind of standard operating procedure for me.
Yeah.
any place I go, double meat, right?
But it's easy. Here they embarrass you. They go, double meat. They yell it out.
I don't want to.
They go, this guy got the double meat.
You know, because we are at Cafe Rio. But is a restaurant, and you can get, like, up to 10, you know, whatever.
That's a burger joint, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a different situation.
Yes.
It's that time of the evening, though. Before we get to Stacy, we're going to chat a little bit with our What Are the Odds. So let's get our What Are the Odds out of the way before we chat with Stacy. It is it's our Players Club edition of it. Let's do it.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
So here's how What Are the Odds works. We roll out a scenario for you, and you give us the idea. You can play right at home. Just yell out the number, the percent chance that thing will or will not happen, 0 to 100. Bonus points if you can associate a jersey number with that particular number that you choose. Scott, are you ready? I'm going to be kind of BYU-centric on
just
this.
Just so you know, I've been practicing at home today.
Oh, good.
So I'm very ready for today's game. I'm going to win today.
We were talking about Jaren. We both tried to get it out of him of whether or not he was thinking about or how seriously he was thinking about leaving BYU early to go to the NFL draft. What are the odds that Jaren Hall leaves BYU early to head to the NFL draft?
I'll give it a Jaren Hall 3%
chance. I think it's low, too.
That, I think it's extremely low at this point. And just got a sense from him that, probably not really considering it. And I think that's probably a wise move.
It's a smart move.
Yeah.
Look, stay in college, play your ball, do your thing, get those numbers up, and let's see what happens, right?
Yes.
Tyler Allgeier, BYU's running back.
Is this all about BYU?
No. But we are doing the BYU Players Club.
Oh, okay.
So you can kind of throw some of those things in there. I've got some Utah stuff in there.
No. Let's
but
keep
since
it in
we
the BYU
since
world.
He brought the Tyler Allgeier deal up, because that's a guy I think that is going to leave early. So he's kind of probably go in, look at his stock, and say, But what are the odds that Tyler Allgeier actually gets drafted?
I'll say that's pretty high. 12%?
Fourth, fifth round guy? I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. So hard as a running back these days to get drafted. There's a million of them.
But he's a guy that, you know, I think his game works very well in the NFL. He's a stout guy, but it's all about speed in the NFL. And if you've got some speed to you, which I think he does, but he's also one of these guys that, you know, first contact doesn't bring him down.
Yeah.
There is a place for him. You see that he's a high motor guy and all that stuff. So I'll give it, and I'll go with the old, Ed Too Tall Jones, 72%.
Oh, that's a lot. That's high, man.
Yeah, I think he'll get it.
Okay. What are the odds that Utah scores 35-plus points again versus Oregon this week? They scored 38 in the first round. They've been scoring a lot of points. They're second in the Pac-12 as a scoring offense. What are the odds they get past that 35-point-plus mark for the Utes?
You know, it's one of those teams in the Pac-12 are scoring. I mean,
Oregon State?
Someone like with an O started. Yeah.
In the Pac-12,
OSU and OSU, look, Ohio State University and Oregon State University,
but everybody
have
knows
the same stupid numbers and letters. It's all those numbers that get in my head.
Numbers.
Look, I've been hitting the head a lot, okay?
Oregon
and it's cold
State.
Out here.
What That's number a- are you? Oregon State. That's a great number.
Leave me
I like
alone.
That number, kid. Leave me alone, he says. Leave me
so,
alone.
So teams have been scoring, and Utah has been scoring. I hate to put anything. I think it's relatively high. Again, I'll say let's go Chris Carter, Jerry Rice, Brett Perriman, 80%.
80%, okay.
Yes.
And then finally, Scott.
Finally.
Utah-related also. What are the odds that Utah holds Oregon to under 100 yards rushing? They held them to 64 yards rushing in that first game.
Under 100?
To
under
hold
100,
100
is...
But they already did it once. They had it dialed up, man.
I don't think Oregon's going to run the ball that well against Utah. I really don't.
Yeah, I think they're going to rely on Anthony Brown Jr. To still use his legs, though, like he's been effective at doing this year, too.
It'll be close to 100.
Okay.
I'll give it a Brian Cox 51%.
I'm going to give it a Mika Tafua 42%.
All right, so it's kind of somewhere
that they hold him under 100 yard rushing. Yeah. So there you go. There's our what are the odds for the day, and you can treat yourself you probably won. If you're listening, you probably ended up winning this thing. And you know what you can do? You can treat yourself to some Cafe Rio on the way home. Do what we're going to do because we're going into the last our final hour here in just a little while.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.